We all have, as laymen and as professionals and as scholars, as people involved in political affairs and as members of this organization, some very strong opinions about the media. It's been my hope over the years, particularly the last 10, that an organization or a group of people might emerge, or organizations might emerge that would begin to help us deal more effectively with the terrible problem we have with communication in our country. The Philadelphia Society, not under its own auspices, but as a result of our getting together and talking about this, has spawned from time to time small groups of people who have agonized over what to do about the news media. And we have today, with us today, two men who represent really a lifetime of involvement in communications. Your first speaker was born in 1925 in New York City. He served in the United States Navy in World War II. He joined CBS, I believe, in about 1951. His first executive position was as general manager of WXIX-TV in Milwaukee. Then he became general manager of WCBS-TV in New York, CBS's flagship station. He continued to rise through the ranks, and in 1973 was appointed executive vice president of Westinghouse Electric Corporation. He also serves as vice chairman of the board of the Westinghouse Broadcasting Company. He will be speaking to us today, however, as a former head of the United States Information Agency. In reviewing background material about our first speaker, I thought it fitting to quote from something that Bill Buckley wrote about him, speaking of his contributions as head of the USIA. Against a background of ambiguity as to mission, of concern, and even spiteful opposition by men of another disposition about United States information policy, during a period of great diplomatic upheaval, Frank Shakespeare conducted himself in such a way as to earn the quite unabashed admiration of his associates, of whom I was one, Bill Buckley speaking. I am qualified only to add that I have not known a man more thoughtful to his friends, more spontaneous in his enthusiasm, more devoted to his family or to his religion or to his country, which is a better country for his service to it. So it's with great pleasure I present Frank Shakespeare.